أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. صدق الله العظيم.
The most important thing you have to look at is that the ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala has given us, man does not think in his life that what ni'mat Allah has given him, did he ever ponder upon those things? If you look at it very carefully, that it is very easy to note down the raindrops. It is very easy to count the stars. But when you come in to count the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, is most difficult. And Allah Ta'ala answered in the Quran, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you begin to count the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, it's impossible. Like that, there are so many thousands of ni'mat that Allah is giving us. But in principle, there are two kinds of ni'mat. One is that ni'mat that you can see. One is another ni'mat that you cannot see. That ni'mat that you can see is that, look at the sun. It's a very great ni'mat. If Allah Ta'ala did not give us the sun, how can man work? If Allah did not give us sun, then we'll all die, because one has to perspire. Everything Allah Ta'ala does in this world is a reason for it. Perspiration is a great ni'mat. You do not understand that ni'mat, that when a person begins to perspire, the amount of sickness that come out of him. Many people you find today, that you find that, you know, they say, you know, it's so hot, but we cannot perspire. Many people you find today that they do not have saliva in them too. So everything that Allah Ta'ala gives in this world is a ni'mat for us. So there's certain ni'mat that you can see, the food that you look at, the different types of food. Man, he wants to eat food, he eats whatever he desires to eat. Animals not. Animals eat what they just eat what they are supposed to eat. What is put in front of them, they're going to eat that, they cannot eat anything else. They cannot have any desire at all. But look at mankind, Allah Ta'ala, what ni'mat, whatever you desire to eat, whatever you want to eat, whether it's beans or rice, and rice to what kind of rice, any kind of rice you want to eat, any type of rice you want to eat to. You look at the doll too, look at the different dolls Allah has given us. I'm not going to go into the nitty-gritty of how this thing has been prepared, because that's also a great ni'mat. If you look at rice itself, or bread itself, what went through before it came to us? Allah gave the rain to come down there. Allah Ta'ala allowed the zameen to get wet. Allah Ta'ala gave the sun to give also there. All this is ni'mat for us, that then the rice was prepared, then the bread was prepared. The bread is gone to the mill, and thereafter it comes. So Allah Ta'ala has given us so much of ni'mat, that ni'mat that you can see. The fruits that we eat, whatever fruit you want to eat, you can eat. All types of fruit Allah Ta'ala has prepared for mankind. But man does not prepare to accept that, oh Allah, this is a ni'mat from you. Very few people today, when they begin to eat, they begin to think, before they eat, they think, Ya Allah, I thank you for the ni'mat that you've given me. This is one thing we fail to understand. Many people in our society, you find their eyes can only see the food they cannot take inside. They enjoy looking at it, but others eat enjoying it. So many people we know about, I know of an incident of the Thanvi Rahman mentioned a person. Very rich man, short of nothing. And one day he's sitting in a bungalow, and he sees an old man, a person working. And he comes down, he throws his wood one side, and he sits down and eats. He's opened his lunch and eating his food. And that too is just ordinary lunch. Maybe just onions or something like that. And he's enjoying eating this thing. And this person, rich man, looking at him and said, "Oh Allah, how nice you give his health to me and take my wealth and give to him." You and I do not appreciate the wealth Allah giving us, the ni'mat Allah is giving us. So this is what it is, that the ni'mat that Allah has given, that we can see the fruits that Allah has given us. The transport Allah has given us, that man is most fortunate when he wakes up in the morning, he goes his own transport to work. Did he make thank to Allah Ta'ala for that ni'mat? That person didn't thank Allah Ta'ala when he woke up in the morning, "Oh Allah, you got me up so fresh in the morning, I thank you for that." Which ni'mat you do? The person who enters the house is a great ni'mat, that the house has that safety with protection. Did thank Allah, "Oh Allah, thank you that you kept my house in protection." When you're driving the car to go to work, you find people sitting, standing on the road, they're waiting for the taxi or whatever it may be. They are waiting, that cold and rainy, and you are driving so nice, and you thank Allah Ta'ala for that. Ni'mat is something which is called, every ni'mat Allah Ta'ala is coming. If you're not going to make shukr to Allah Ta'ala, then who's going to make shukr? وَإِنْ تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةُ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظُلُومٌ كَفَّارٌ. Allah Ta'ala says that. And if you begin to count the name of Allah Ta'ala, you cannot count it, but insan barin namak haram hai. Barin namak haram hai. Instead of thanking Allah Ta'ala, remember one thing, when you thank Allah Ta'ala, is to use the ni'mat in how Allah Ta'ala wants to use. That is called ni'mat. The clothing that you come, every animal came with its own clothing, and that's the clothing. After that, no other clothing. Cold or hot, they still have to carry the same clothing. Raining also, the clothing the same. Allah Ta'ala gave mankind that kind of clothing that in winter he can keep himself warm. In summer he keeps himself cool. All that is make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Remember, the more shukr you make, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala says, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ حَزَرْجِ. When he reads this ayah, says, the way he says, Allah Ta'ala, قَسَمْ قَعْكَ كَرْمِ قَسَمْ قَعْكَ كَرْمِ زَعُورْ بِزَعُورْ تُمْ عَوْرْ زَرَدُ. If you make shukr to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala give you more and more and more, but make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala only wants us to make shukr to Him, that whatever ni'mat Allah has given us. Mawlana Fazlur Rahman Ganj Muradabad Rahmatullah Ali was a very great Muslim. He stayed over 150 years in this world. One day Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali went to meet him, and he met him at a time it was too late. At night it was. So he asked him, "Are you going to eat?" He said, "I did not eat." He said, "Okay, if some food came from home." You know what food was that? It's just dal and bread. So he asked the Tanu, "Kya khana hai? What food is it?" He says, "The dal." Subhanallah. Sahaba ne ye bhi nahi khaya. Did we any time eat like that food, my dear friend? Food coming on our table makes you upset. "Oh Allah, today you give me this food, I thank you for that too." So every moment of ours, every moment, our duty is to make shukr to Allah Ta'ala for the ni'mat Allah Ta'ala. We are very lucky the time you put your mouth, the food in your mouth, the food can only, we have control right up to here. After, you got no control thereafter. Which pipe is going to go on? Allah knows that in there. Do you thank Allah Ta'ala for that, for going in the right pipe? You went to the toilet, my dear friend, you make shukr to Allah Ta'ala for that, ya Allah, if that remain in your stomach all the time, what will be your position? So many people we know, they go into so much of difficulty, they cannot go. The urine stop forever, what happened to them? So ni'mat is something which we must always remember, Allah, Allah Ta'ala give more. Did you make shukr to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala brought you in the masjid today too? Every salah that you made, did you make shukr, oh Allah, I thank you, brought me. So many people outside not perform namaz, Allah Ta'ala brought you in the masjid too. Did you thank Allah Ta'ala for that? Because they say, you know, you must thank Allah Ta'ala. It's not you, it's Him that bringing you. You know, in Urdu it says, Kadam uthaye nahi uthe jaate. Uthe nahi uthaye jaate. Someone is bringing you to the masjid. Did you make thank to Allah Ta'ala for that? So every ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala that you can see, these are the ni'mat that you can see that every day Allah Ta'ala is giving us that we cannot count. But then there's another ni'mat which is more even greater than this. That is a ni'mat which we have to work towards. And that ni'mat which you cannot see. The first one is the love of Allah Ta'ala. That is something, my dear friends, one cannot see that. That the greatest ni'mat you have the love of Allah Ta'ala. And alhamdulillah, every one of us got love for Allah Ta'ala. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ Everyone got iman, got love for Allah Ta'ala. But the love must not overtake the other love. It must always overtake the other love. But our other love is overtaking the love of Allah Ta'ala. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّ The love of Allah Ta'ala become so strong in us that any other love must not come in between. That is the greatest ni'mat. With iman, the love of Allah Ta'ala. Iman is also a very great ni'mat. A very, very great ni'mat. Without iman, no matter how much of good deeds you do in this world, how much of charity you can give, no matter what good deeds you do, will be of no benefit at all without iman. So iman is itself a great ni'mat. The love of Allah Ta'ala is great ni'mat. This is what Allah Ta'ala is giving us. But these are things you cannot see. You can't take iman and put in your pocket. Can you take iman and put in your pocket? No one can say take iman and put in your pocket. Iman is something which is hidden. Iman is something which is hidden. Only Allah and Allah knows no one else. That's why they say you cannot say a person he's got no iman if he says he's got iman. But then you get Islam, which is you can see. So iman you cannot see, Islam you can see. Islam is the whole life of Muslim can be shown. He performed namaz all the time, that is Islam. He keep fast, that is Islam. He go for hajj, that is Islam. All those things you can see. Islam you can see. Iman is with us. So this great ni'mat Allah Ta'ala has given us. My dear friend, your person can have everything in this world, the best of everything, but he does not have iman, got nothing at all. Got nothing at all. And your person have iman and is deprived of the world, remember that is something. Remember, sickness is also a very great ni'mat. He did not understand this, but sickness is a very great ni'mat. A person sometimes all his life is very sickly. And he tries his level best with medication, the best of everything goes throughout the world to get the best of assistance from all kinds. But in the end, he still remains sick. He must be very fortunate. Allah Ta'ala wants him in that condition. But the possibility that if in a good condition, very good health, he may commit all kinds of sins. You know, one when great saint, when I met him in India, and he was dear sick for quite a few years. And I told him, I said, you are very sick. So he said, I thank Allah Ta'ala. Through this sickness, Allah has kept me away from so many sins. So you do not know what is good for you. You want to become well. You want to become good. You want to become healthy. But Allah Ta'ala said, I do not want to become healthy because you commit all kinds of sins. Musa alayhi salam, the person was very, very, a blind person walking around. See, he felt pity for him. He said, Ya Allah, why you can give him eyes? Allah said, Oh Musa, I know what I'm doing. But Musa alayhi salam, now he should talk to Allah Ta'ala. He should talk to Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala should love him too. So he said, Allah, give him eyes. Allah said, okay Musa, I'll give him eyes. Because anything Allah Ta'ala does in this world, there's a wisdom behind it. There's nothing without the wisdom. However, when he gave him the eyes, what he think that started? Killing everyone. Musa Islam made and said that, Ya Allah, please forgive me. So when Allah Ta'ala does anything for a person, the ni'mat, whatever you desire is not important. What Allah Ta'ala desires is important. The ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala gives you, you cannot make shukr for that. So this ni'mat of love for Allah Ta'ala, iman, is the greatest ni'mat of all of you. But the foundation of all of this ni'mat is ni'mat of Nabi Karim Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The foundation of all this ni'mat is the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Remember, my dear friends, if you do not have love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you have got nothing. Your iman is not there. Nabi Karim made it very clear this. He says to the hadith, La yu'minu ahadukum. A person is not is complete, his iman is not complete until unless he loves me more than his own life. In other words, he loves everything else comes afterwards. The love of Rasulullah comes first in everything. Now we must know this is something very open he has said it to. That means now you have to ask yourself this question, is my love for Nabi is more than everything else or not? It's very easy to say, you know, that I love Rasulullah. Man must not say it. You must show it. No one has to say it, you have to show it. And how we come to know when you are faced with different conditions and occasions, when there you come to realize that my love is more for Allah and Rasulullah? No. For example, the time when you sleep in early part of the morning, and the adhan takes place, Fajr adhan takes place, and you hear the adhan too. And yet when the time when you still, it's so cozy that you don't want to leave your bed also. So warm. And you've got the wife there also. With all that now Allah Ta'ala to see, that are you true in the claim that you say you love more than me? At that occasion, what will you do? If you leave your bed and run toward the masjid and read a salah, you have passed your test. But if you do not do that, then it's obvious you can answer the question yourself. Likewise, your own child was 7 years old. Your love for him is so strong that you begin to think to yourself, I'm not waking him up for Fajr and Salah. You think you feel pity for him, but you can't harm for him. Because why? You went against the teaching of Rasulullah. Now when the child, the love overtakes the child, love over Nabi Karim, you do not wake the child up. You have caused more harm for the child and for yourself. Once after that, when a child grows up and expect him to do anything good, what he'll do good? Because he went against the teaching of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this way, you must look at every way of your life, whether it's nikah asked to. Your wife, the love for your wife is so strong that she asks you to do certain things against the love of Allah and Rasulullah. At that occasion, you'll be tested. My dear friends, if you lost the taste, you failed yourself. If you went against the teaching of Nabi Karim sallallahu. Look at our nikahs today, what's happening to it. It is sad to say that there's no barakat anymore on nikahs also. So, the love of Nabi Karim is so strong. The Sahaba-e-Kiram, look at them. You know, if you look at the love of Nabi Karim, the Sahaba's have Nabi Karim, it's unreal. When Nabi Karim went on Hijra, the Sahaba-e-Kiram didn't ask any questions. They went with him, they left the children, the wives, the business, everything. And they left and sacrificed everything and they went to Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They did not bother what is going to happen tomorrow because they know that Allah and Rasulullah was there. Because the love of Allah was so strong with them. Look into the life of Abu Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. In a battle of Badr, his son tells him, oh father, 2 times you came in front of me. And I wanted to kill you. Abu Siddiq radiallahu anhu says, but he said, because you are my father, I did not do that. Abu Siddiq radiallahu anhu, what he said? What did he say? He said, no, oh son, if I knew you were in front of me, I should kill you the first time. That is the love for Allah and Rasul. Today, we look at ourselves the same question. Zayd ibn Haris, look at his history, his story. You know, he was just an ordinary slave, bought in Makkah. His father looking around, going around the gullies, searching for him, crying everywhere. Some people came for Hajj, they said their father met him there, but with Nabi Karim, they informed the father about it. So their father got very happy, because they knew the quality of Nabi Karim, was very kind, generous. So they went to their uncle, father went to meet Rasulullah. That we heard that you got Zayd ibn Harith, Zayd with you. And, you know, we'll be happy if you give him back to us. And whatever fidya you want, we'll give you all those things. He tried to classify us. Nabi Karim says, no problem at all. Happily I'll give it to him. You can take him away. But the condition is this. I will not take the fidya. If he's happy to go with you, I will not take, there's no fidya, I can take him happily. But if he refuses, sorry, I won't give him back. No matter what happens. Just imagine the father, the love for father and son. I don't have to tell you about it. However, the moment he came, Rasulullah asked him, do you know who these people are? He said, this is my father and my uncle. And oh Zayd, you have stayed with me. You know how you are. They have come to take you. If you want to go, you can go. Zayd ibn Haris, what did he say? Ya Rasulullah. He says, this is my father and mother, but you are more than my father and child. You are more than a father and uncle to me. I will not leave you, uncle. Your father got very hysterical about it. taking off with the sun did not change the decision of Hazrat. You can do whatever you want. You can cry, you can do whatever you want. I'm not prepared to leave Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How are in that state they left already? So happy. He announced in front of, oh Sahaba, remember this son is my son. From now on he's my son. I made him my son. And he's part of my inheritance too. Who said that? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So look at the love, when you have a love for Nabi Karim, so what it is. It's very easy to say, you know, there was a person, when he read his writing shows he had so much love for Nabi Karim. So one person said, hey, you know, I want to meet this person. He's got so much love for Nabi Karim, I want to meet this person. His writing shows that this person is a real saint, you know. So when he went to meet him, it was in India, he saw him in a barber shop. In a barber shop he saw him. And unfortunately, he was shaving his beard. But you know, when you write something of love to, the effect must take place in your heart too. So he went and told him, you know what, you are shaving. He said, yes, I'm shaving, but I'm not cutting anyone's heart. He said, you're making the biggest mistake. You're cutting the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But what intention, what sincerity this person would have told him, that immediately took effect in his heart. And he realized, he said, I thank you so much for what you have told me today. Now from there you come to know what is muhabbat. To say you got muhabbat, you don't have to say, don't claim. Your actions will show itself what muhabbat you got. You know, there was one sahabi, when he accepted Islam, his mother was not a Muslim. And she told the son, no matter what happened, I'm not going to eat until you leave the fold of Islam. Sahabi said, Ummah, please eat because I will not leave Islam. I will not leave Islam. I'll leave you, but I'll leave Islam. He went and spoke to Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Rasulullah told him, you did the right thing. And he came home and mother insisted till the end, she made sure he did not leave Islam. In the end, the mother was forced to eat food. So my dear friends, true love is something else. True love is something else. Love itself, when you got in your heart, you want to do something. You try to keep him happy. That's why every sahabi, no one can point a finger at the sahabi. The sahabi, every sahabi is a star for himself. Star for himself. That's why they say, if the one fist of their charity is worth mountains. Because the love for Nabi Karim was so strong for them. As Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he told Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasul, I love you. Rasul, what did Nabi Karim say? Oh Umar, think, be careful. Be careful how you say, what you say. And who is that Umar? Regarding the Nabi sallallahu. If there's any Nabi after me, it would have been Umar. And also what he said, that if you must know this much, if this mountain, Umar, that means Hazrat Umar's state was so high. And he loved him so much too. After loving Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when they asked him who you love next, he said, Umar. So much of love he had, but when the time he told him, yes, I love you. What did he say? Think before you give. Think before you say it. Then again he said, Yar, I love you. He said, yeah. Think again. He said, be careful, think. The third time, Ya Rasul, I love you. He said, oh Umar, get ready to be tried. Get ready for all trials and tribulations. You'll be tested in every way. It's very easy to say someone you love and give you everything of the best. When Allah Ta'ala give you everything of the best of this world, you say, oh, I love you. Then you know when you eat, when you drink water, you say, Alhamdulillah. When a business is running very, very well, you say 10 times, Alhamdulillah. And a little bit of business go quiet, you forget Allah Ta'ala. فَأَمَّا الْإِنسَانُ فَأَكْرَمَهُ وَنَعْمَهُ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّهِ أَكْرَمًا. When Allah Ta'ala gives you everything the best in this world, everything, your children are best, your wealth is best, everything the best. Allah has been very honored me. I have been given everything. But the moment Allah Ta'ala takes away those things, even for a while, Allah has forgotten us. This is how we are today. That a little bit Allah Ta'ala gives us, then we show a lot of gratitude and thanks to Allah Ta'ala. And the moment Allah Ta'ala takes it away, you become very hurt about you. Then Hazrat Umar was told, be careful. You test it in every way. You know, when you're going through good days, you thank Allah Ta'ala, you're going through bad days. Your sabr is there too, your shukr is there too. In every way of it. So the greatest ni'mat today is the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, the love of Allah Ta'ala, iman. And side by side, the ni'mat is Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. For remember, if Nabi Karim did not come in this world, we would have not been yet. Because the first thing Allah Ta'ala created, awwal khalaqallahu nuri, the nur of Allah, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And you must remember when Adam Alayhi Wasallam, Allah Ta'ala put the ruh into him. And you look at the arsh, you saw La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. We saw Muhammadur Rasulullah, say, Ya Allah, what is this? La ilaha illallah, understand Muhammadur Rasulullah, who is this? Allah Ta'ala says, it's because of him this world came into existence. It's because of him everything is coming into existence, because of him everything in this world. He's very, very close to me. He's one of the Nabi's, and my last Peygamber. And he's from your ummati. So just imagine, that Allah Ta'ala has given us this ni'mat of iman, the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala's fear, the ni'mat of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How should we thank him? That's the most important thing. Thanking him by becoming more closer to him to fulfill his commands. Everything in our life will be according to sunnah of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The more you keep your life according to sunnah, that means the more you got love for Allah Ta'ala. Remember, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِ. Allah Ta'ala says, say them, if you want Allah's muhabbat, follow Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So this is what we are lacking today. What we are lacking today is, we are not fulfilling the command of Allah, and not fulfilling keeping Allah Ta'ala and Nabi Karim happy. In every way of life. That is why whatever is happening in this world, you can find so much of chaos, people sending me all kind of messages, phoning me, make dua for the ummah. My dear friends, we can make all the dua, but they have to make dawa also. Dawa means they must also change the way of life. They must invite Allah's rahmat. Ask Allah, cry in front of Allah Ta'ala. We can cry, they must also cry. They must also cry. Sahaba Ikram, when we're in the battlefield, what they should do? The enemies should see what, let us go and see what they are doing at night. They go see at night, they see, they're crying from Allah Ta'ala. They in tahajjud the whole night crying from Allah Ta'ala. What that enemy said, we cannot conquer these people. They are very, very, because at night they cry to Allah, and during the day, they fight for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. We also have to cry for Allah Ta'ala. Go look at all the places what you're talking about. This is happening and that is happening. What is happening? Everything happened the command of Allah. If you want to change the situation in the world, we have to change ourselves first. No one can change the situation until we change ourselves. If we change the situation, in other words, become more close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah the whole world will bow down in front of us. But sad to say that we have now become their servants. And they are now taking us to task. It's because of our wrongdoings. I won't forget, I'll conclude with this. A friend of mine was traveling with two Jews on a flight. And he said to them, you know, he said, this friend, that do you know something? We know what's the fault of Muslims. We won't tell the Muslim not to read namaz, because they read namaz. We won't tell the Muslim not to give zakat, they give zakat. But two things we know from the Quran. They know the Quran more than us now. What they said, we'll get them into this condition that they make their business to fall into interest. Indulge in interest all the time. And Allah Ta'ala says, any business that got interest in it, you get into war with me. There'll be war with me. And secondly, it's halal food. These two things we are lacking today. That is why the mosque are full, but it is empty. Mahazat to say, the mosque are full, it's empty. In other words, your body is here, but your soul is somewhere else. Allah Ta'ala may amal karne ki tawfeeq naseeb farma. A true muhabbat of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam must come into our hearts, so that Allah Ta'ala may change, then the whole world can change for better. Hazrat to say to us, one is to respect the word of Nabi Kareem, one is to make, respect the action of Allah, to bring the action to our lives. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.